All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hello, my name is Alex Mason, and I am your host today. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we're going to be talking about products versus coverage groups and understanding a little bit more about the landscape of investment banking in terms of how do bankers actually work? What do they do? What are the kinds of things that they work on? So let's go ahead and talk about that now. The first thing that I want to talk about is a product group. What is a product group? A product is a specific set of things that investment bankers sell to a client. And this is really the kind of thing that is like a package that you deliver to the client. So for example, if a company is doing an initial public offering and is trying to go public, that's part of what's called the equity capital markets or ECM product group at a bank. And so there's this group of bankers that focus on raising money by selling stock to institutions for businesses. And so that's equity capital markets. It's an example of the product group. You also have an M&A group. These bankers are focused specifically on doing acquisitions and mergers. So that is all they do. They really focus on that. So that's an example. You also have different types of product groups, such as the debt capital markets. So it's not just raising money by selling stock, but bankers can help companies raise money by selling debt. And this is actually very, very common. The debt capital markets are way bigger than the equity capital markets. And so there's a lot of companies that come to investment banks for help doing refinancings, raising new money in terms of loans or raising notes. And we'll get into the specifics of all that in later episodes, but that's a specific product group as well. There's also a couple more kind of niche product groups that are very important in a lot of investment banks. One of them is called leveraged finance. So this is usually abbreviated LevFin. And this is where bankers will help a company with basically borrowing a lot for leveraged transactions. So for example, maybe one business is trying to acquire another using a leveraged buyout, and they want the opinion and advice of an investment bank for how to best structure that deal, how to use leverage in an appropriate way. And so that's a very specific type of transaction that a LevFin group might help with. You also have something called restructuring. So a restructuring group will help a business that may be distressed or near distressed financially. They may be struggling with their cash flow. Maybe they want to change their capital structure some way and borrow some money here or pay some money out there. It's a more niche area of the world of finance and of investment banking, but there are bankers who specifically focus on doing restructuring deals. Okay, so that is the product group side. What about coverage group? So coverage, and when I say coverage, I'm talking about industry groups. So if you're working in a specific coverage area, you usually focus on a specific industry or sector of the economy. So this is a little bit different. Instead of thinking about the product, you're thinking about the area of the economy. And some examples of this are technology, media, telecom, or usually this is abbreviated TMT. Another example is healthcare or consumer and retail, or another one could be industrials. So these are different sectors of the economy that you may be assigned to work in as a banker, and you may work on a number of different types of deals or types of products within that sector. So maybe you're not on an equity capital markets team, but maybe you're working with an industrials company who's thinking of going public, and you may work with some equity capital markets bankers to help make that happen. So there's some work that's shared between coverage groups and product groups, depending on the bank that you're at. And that's another nuance that I want to bring into this discussion, is that every bank is set up a little bit differently. Some banks, for example, their TMT or technology, media, and telecom group is actually separated into a couple of different groups, because technology, that's really broad, right? So some groups focus specifically on software businesses. Some will focus specifically on electronic hardware businesses. And you just have little nuances like that depending on the bank. And also some banks, frankly, they don't have all these groups. Some banks focus specifically on a couple different areas, or there are even niche banks that only focus on one specific coverage area and just try to dominate that area, and that's their entire business. So it really depends. Of course, your larger banks, your bulge bracket banks, they're gonna be doing pretty much everything. They have a group for all these different little niches. And some of your independent banks, some of the bigger ones will have a lot of groups, but some of the smaller ones will be a little bit more focused and just be in one or two different areas. So those are the differences between product groups and coverage groups. As a banker, depending on the state of the economy and depending on where you end up getting hired, it'll influence heavily the type of things that you work on and whether you work in a specific coverage area or a specific product area. But that's some information for you in terms of what the difference is between the two and what they each entail. So that's what we got here today on Investment Banking Insights. I hope you're doing amazing. Thank you for listening to the show as a podcast. Thank you for checking this show out on YouTube as well, Investment Banking Insights. I'm so grateful for your support as I've launched this channel. And I hope you're having a great day. I'll see you next time. Bye.